Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. I am Abby Osborne, and here with Leah Murray, we're wrapping up the show. Really honored to be here and filling in for Boyd. So thank you, listeners, for having us here today. We're going to end on a little bit of a note of hope, and there's really good things going on out there in our community with really good people that are working to make a difference. On our show with us right now, we have Emily McCormick. She is the CEO and founder of the Policy Project at Capitol Hill that I work at and get to enjoy meeting these people every day. She is a group of three women that are just the force. We call them the three ladies.
I love that. I interacted with them, Abby. I told you this offline around their project last year, the year before, around getting feminine hygiene products mm-hmm. out and up at Weber State University. Went to one of their events and just thought, okay, like in the presence of greatness and like women who are getting things done.
Good work. And Emily, thank you for joining us today. I know you've been across the state this afternoon, so thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, so happy to be here. Thanks so much, Abby and Leah.
So we were just talking before we started the show about having you get on, talk to us about the project that you all worked on last year, which was teen centers. So important this time of year with homeless teens across the state, resources for them, but also, you know, meal packets and everything else as they don't have access to the schools during the Christmas holiday. So can you just talk to our listeners about the initiative, what's happened across the state, and then the impact these centers are having on our teens?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, it's such a neat project. I think what we've seen as the cost of housing and inflation and everything have gone up is that there is, you know, there's such a need for teens and for kids in our state. And we all know that teens don't actually control their economic standing. And so we need to keep a special eye out for them. And what we found is that in Utah, about one in 50 teens are experiencing are classified as homeless. And it's interesting because Utah, really, we are pretty good on poverty rates, you know, compared to other states. But that number was just high enough where we really needed to do something about it. And so we were able to work with the legislature last year and get $15 million plus raises from the legislature and then raise $3 million privately to basically build out these teen resource centers. The idea is that every high school, ideally, in the state of Utah would have a place where kids can come in, they can take a shower in private, they can do their laundry because laundry ends up being a big deal for teens that might be living in a car or in a shelter, something like that. Also get food that they can grab and go and have access to a trusted adult. I mean, that's always the biggest one is, you know, them being able to connect to the community at large. So we are thrilled because we were able, so far 53 schools are starting to build out teen centers. And just this morning, like you said, I was at Odyssey Elementary in Ogden, where they have a homeless population of about 50 students, which ends up being a pretty big part of their student body. They're located right next to a homeless shelter. And you could see the way that this is being used. Families are in there. They're getting food. They're getting laundry. They're, you know, being able to do their laundry. So it's actually it's a really neat thing to be able to see these kids and these teens really, really be helped and to strengthen families in that way.
So Emily, I love the whole concept of your policy project, and it's this public-private partnership, right, to solve the issues that we see. Can you talk to us about, because I get it, you got money last year in the legislature, but teen centers are just now coming online, right? So you were there at Odyssey Elementary today because things are coming online. Is there something, like, what do you need now, right? Like, is there, like, some kind of drive? Like, maybe you're collecting something for these teen centers, or is there something our listeners could do to help get all of these centers up and running, especially in time for the new year?
Okay. Thank you for asking. That's my favorite question. Yes, there's of course something people can do. The exciting thing is that, you know, the legislative part is done, and that is always a relief, but now we're really turning these over to their local communities. So we have districts, you know, everywhere from the biggest school district, Alpine, with 90,000 students, to Tintic School District with 213 students. All of these communities, almost every community in the state of Utah, will have a teen center located there. Right now, the best thing you can do is check with your local high school, because they need all kinds of resources. These teen centers now need to be filled. They need to be filled with food. They need to be filled with blankets. They need to be filled with things that you remember being a teenager in that kind of awkward stage where you're feeling alone and awkward anyway. All of those resources need to be at a teen center. And so we are strongly encouraging and asking local communities to figure out if their school is getting a teen center, and then to create resource or to bring resources to those schools.
Emily, so appreciate what you're doing. We just actually had an experience for listeners. We adopted basically a few schools in Washington County and in Utah County, and supported 65 students, homeless students. There's over 300 just in Washington County alone, which blew my mind. And these are not couch surfer homeless teens. These are homeless teens. And so just packets of goodies for the holidays, right? A meal kit, a blanket, like you said, hats, gloves, any of those things that can help directly to the teens. So you're in most high schools across the state, and obviously you have liaisons across the state as well. How do you get involved with what you're doing, and not just on the teen packets and the donations, but what you're doing as the policy project for our listeners that are interested in, I want to give back?
Yes, we love it. There's nothing we love more than community members getting involved in policy initiatives. And the best way to do that is just to visit our website, which is thepolicyproject.org. And we have a whole section about volunteering, you know, and really every single part of this. There are so many levels to the work we do, from legislative work to dropping things off at a high school. And so we love to have anybody involved in those things.
All right, Emily McCormick, the president and founder of the Policy Project. First of all, thank you so much for the good work you are doing, and thank you so much for joining our show today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
So, Abby, it has been a wonderful 2 hours with you, and I hope our listeners learned maybe not as much as they get out of a Boyd Matheson 2 hours, but hopefully we delivered,
absolutely,
you know, a good afternoon conversation starter for them. So, don't go away, listeners. Stay here. Stick around. Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news is up next.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
Listen at home on any smart speaker.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
This is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.